Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
Two very young children struck by a car in Harlem. One didn't make it. Let's find out what happened from our Glenn Chuck.
Yeah, very sad story here. A three-year-old girl has died. Her two-year-old baby sister is stable this morning after they were struck by a car here. I'm at West 135th and Lenox last night about 7:45 this happened. Well, let's tell you what we know. A 37-year-old mom was crossing the street with those children, apparently in the crosswalk here, was also pushing her four-month-old in a stroller when the driver of this Nissan SUV made the left onto 135th and hit them. Now, what happened next, the driver, 40-year-old man, jumped out of the car, stopping, wanting to help any way he can. In fact, he helped the mother carry the injured children to Harlem Hospital, which is right here at the intersection. But as we said, the three-year-old, who has not yet been identified, didn't make it. Mom and baby in the stroller were not struck. The two-year-old that was hit is stable. And we should also mention, as to the driver, not yet identified and so far has not faced any charges. We'll see if that possibly could change. He is still talking to police. Glenn Chuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM. Here in Harlem.
So what was going on here? That is video posted of at least two New York City cops allegedly punching a man while arresting him in Coney Island. This was back on July 4th on East 3rd Street, where another cop reportedly takes out a taser and keeps bystanders at bay. Mayor Adams spoke to our sister station, 94.7 The Block.
I saw that video, and the police commissioner immediately placed those officers on modified assignment. They're going to do a thorough investigation and find out what happened, and everyone must be held accountable.
Well, the NYPD says the officers were trying to stop a person from setting off fireworks on the 4th of July that he had pointed at apartment windows. They say that man took off, and that is when 27-year-old Shaquan Davis prevented police from pursuing the person by stepping in their path and pushing an officer. The whole thing then escalated when the officer tried to arrest Davis, and the cops say he resisted. A brazen robbery on the Upper East Side, where a group of thieves swiped $12,000 worth of leggings from a Lululemon store. That was on 3rd Avenue and 66th Street around 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon. No reports of anyone hurt. Cops are looking for four suspects. Well, this isn't good. They had a couple of shark sightings yesterday off Rockaway Beach.
And the protocol is they close the beach for an hour and for a mile in each direction. NYPD drones have been out watching the water, and they spotted a shark near Beach 84th Street. Jeff Cepeda has been surfing here for 10 years.
I'm glad that they're out here to whistle us out of the water. The problem is communication. The people in orange and the people in green just don't tell people the truth. It's sharks. That's why we're whistling out.
Julia Shaw is here with two kids, and it's something she thinks about.
They listen pretty well when we hear the warning. They'll jump right out, but it's definitely scary. We're staying towards the shallow end now that they're letting people back in.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM. At Rockaway Beach.
A woman who was critically injured in a 4th of July drunk driving crash at Corlears Hook Park on the Lower East Side has now died. The death of 30-year-old Emily Ruiz brings the number of fatalities to four, with another seven people injured. The driver, Daniel Hayden, is charged with vehicular homicide, manslaughter, aggravated vehicular assault, and DWI. He is being held without bail. AOC losing some political support. The congresswoman has lost the endorsement now of the Democratic Socialists of America. This is because they say she has not been supportive enough of the Palestinian cause and efforts to end the war in Gaza. In fact, in a statement, they called her taking part in a recent event with Jewish leaders on anti-Semitism a deep betrayal. So far, no comment from AOC's campaign. 1010 Winds Sports. It's still only twice all season, and not at all since the end of May, that the Yanks and Mets have both won on a Thursday.
And Susan, you can't blame the Mets, who held up their end in a game that was scoreless at Citi Field till the fifth inning on WCBS.
Driven in the air to the gap in left center. It's in for a hit. It's going to clear the bases. One in, two in. Three runs in on a double by Brandon Nimmo.
It was 7-0 win over Washington, their first shutout of the season, moving them two games over 500 for the first time since April and into a playoff spot. Meantime, Jose Trevino and the Yanks came up short at Tampa Bay 5-4, losing for the 18th time in 25 games.
If anything, people want to see this. You know, we're the Yankees. People don't care. If we win, we should have won. If we lose, They like that.
Mark Renee, 1010 Win Sports on 92.3 FM.
It's Fun Story Friday.
Well, it turns out NYC is a fun place for dogs in the city.
You think you're top dog.
Lawn's Daughter is out with a ranking of the best cities in the land for dog parks. And while Boise took the top spot, what do they know? We did pretty well, coming in eighth overall and number one for the quality of the doggy runs. The ranking also measured things like the city's climate and access to a dog park per 100,000 humans. San Francisco, Portland, Oregon, and Henderson, Nevada were in the top five. Newark, on the other hand, ranked 101st. Animal Care Centers in New York is soon to open a new shelter in Queens, and they need help transferring dogs there from the Brooklyn location. In fact, they took to Instagram to say that 100 dogs need to be transported, but they also need volunteers to give these pups a temporary home.
We're looking for people who can temporarily foster a large dog for a few days to help us with our big move. You would pick up a dog from Brooklyn ACC around July 19th to the 21st or earlier, and drop the dog off at Queens ACC on July 26th to 28th or later.
This comes at no cost to volunteers, with all supplies provided. You must be 18 or older to foster. Get all the info at nycacc.org. Here we go.
Here comes the sun.
Yeah, we've got the final full Manhattan Hinge for this year coming up at around 8:20 this evening, with the American Museum of Natural History throwing a party for this one. Museum astrophysicist Jackie Faraday.
They can come to our IMAX theater, the LeFrak Theater. It's a very large screen, and I'm going to take them on a 3D adventure flying through New York City and demonstrating the phenomenon of Manhattan Henge and explaining the science and the history of it.
Tickets for that are $20. Well, there's also going to be a block party outside the museum on the Upper West Side. If you can't make that, the best viewing spots for Manhattan Hinge are the wider cross streets in the borough. So we're talking 14th, 23rd, 34th, 42nd, and 57th streets. Playland Park up in Rye, celebrating the 95th anniversary of their iconic Dragon Coaster. In fact, this weekend they're hosting a special Dragon Craft Station where you and your kids can build a dragon for their dragon parade. There's also more dragon-themed fun next weekend as well. That includes live music and fireworks. Get all that info at playland.com.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.